The moon, over 238,000 miles away, pulls on the earth, and the tide on the beach then washes over my feet. The sun shines through tiny droplets of water in the earth's atmosphere, and a rainbow arches across the sky. A butterfly flapping its wings in Japan may create weather changes in my backyard. Like the interlaced fingers of a tightly held hand, everything is connected. I receive air with each deep breath. I retain it briefly for the good of my body. I return the air to its source. Receive, retain, return. Like the rivers that irrigate the soil and then flow back to the oceans, everything is connected. We are connected to the moon and sun, to the earth we share and the air we breathe, and to every living creature. And yet, in spite of our connectedness, the number of animals being abandoned every year is rising dramatically. Natural disasters leave animals wandering alone. Economic hard times cause some people to send their pets out to fend for themselves. In the words of Tennyson, I am a part of all that I have met. The pain of these animals becomes our own. Their salvation becomes our joy. For 100 years, the Palo Alto Humane Society has been caring for the suffering of animals. In 1908, Paz was the first to provide watering troughs for the thirsty mules who carried heavy burdens. Since that time, Paz has been uplifting the humanity of all of us by caring for animals who are suffering, by advocating against the use of animals in laboratory testing, by uplifting the status of animals in our society. At Paz, no animal is too small or too large for attention and action. We are connected to the world around us and beyond us. We are connected to each other. We are connected to all living beings. We share the earth. No act of decency is too small. No act goes unnoticed in the wider universe. Paz, 100 years of decency, 100 years of